Okay, today's daf is daf yutes. Just a scheduling note. That's from now. We're going to do daf yutes. Daf chaf will be tonight. Tonight we'll be doing tomorrow morning is long slichus. So we're doing the daf. So our tzibur of listeners, you'll have it a little bit earlier. It'll be on the web as of tonight, about by 10 o'clock or so. Next week though, it'll be a little different story. Next week, slichus is the longest slichus in the morning, so we can't have daf in the morning. So Monday's daf will be Monday night. After the fast at 9 o'clock will be the daf. Tuesday's daf is going to be a little later. Tuesday, because Tuesday's the Gemara Shir, so we're going to have instead Wednesday night we're going to have a double daf. Wednesday night we're going to do Tuesday's and Wednesday's daf, and Thursday night we're going to do Thursday's and Friday's daf. So again, all of Klal Yisrael, we're trying to figure out time when to do slichas and when to do learning this week. So the next week will be a little bit different schedule. Beth Hashem, after that we'll get back to a regular schedule. But again, tonight will be tomorrow's daf. Monday night will be Monday's daf. Tuesday there will not be a daf on the web or in shul. Wednesday, next Wednesday, will be Tuesday and Wednesday's daf. And Thursday night will be Thursday and Friday's daf next week. Okay, so that's a scheduling note. But right now we have Talmud Torah in front of us. Daf Yutes. Just one note, I did mention that at the end of the shiur that I'm going to mention a thought on Rashi. Rashi on yesterday's daf. Rashi, when the Gemara talks about the fish, the kosher fish, the non-kosher fish, the little fish that you picked, you have to be worried that it got mixed up with non-kosher fish. So the Gemara's final answer is, you know why you don't have to be worried? Because it's in a place that the dirt, delomar betinayu dag tameh, said the Gemara in Dafyut Chesem and Aleph. So what did that mean? So we thought the Pasha is that the tameh, the non-kosher fish, cannot exist in that environment. Rashi says there, four lines from the bottom on Yuchesem and Aleph, Ein tit shel oso nahar magdil umashkitz shkatzim urmasim. The dirt of that river, Magdil, does not help exist. Umashkitz. What's mashkitz? From the word sheketz. Magdil mashkitz sounds like it doesn't cause them to be. Mashkitz. Doesn't cause, because Rashi just said Magdil, cause them to live. So mashkitz sounds like cause them to be. This might be another makar. We discussed this in Meseches Shabbos, in Shmona Shratzim. We discussed this in Meseches Pesachim. And that is the issue of the spontaneous generation, where some medieval thinkers, and maybe some Rishonim, maybe even the Gemara, assumes that bugs or certain insects come from the ground or come from a rotting food. So this seems to be another mucker. And whenever we talk about this issue, it's important to mention the letter, the footnote in Rav Dessler, in Chelek Dalet of Mechilat Eliyahu, page 355, where he talks about three cases. There are more. He talks about three cases where the Metzius seems to have changed based on what the Gemara thought and what our sciences think. Number one, the Gemara in Chulin says, Yesh Drusa l'chatul v'lo l'kelev, the trefa of Drusa, of being clawed by an animal, the cat's claw is much worse than the dog's claw. The cat's claw is deadly, and not the dog's claw. And we know there's plenty of dogs that are also deadly, and not just the cat. Number one, Mayim Shalanu, which is what we discussed in Pesachim Mem Aleph, about you have to leave the water over in order to cook the matzahs, because overnight the sun goes underneath the earth, and therefore the water is warmer in the morning, it's going to cause problems. So you've got to leave it out. That's the second issue. And number three is the one that he talks about here, that the Gemara in Shabbos says you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos, because they're not part of a oven. They don't reproduce as other animals do. So those three Gemaras seem that the Metzius has changed. V'amar Anmar Zatzal Shebeelu V'chayotzi Be'elu La'olam, he says, Ein Adin Mishtane Afshel L'charatame Nemuv Anlanu. No, the din still doesn't change. It still says, Rav Dessler, you're allowed to kill Kinim on Shabbos. It's still that the din doesn't change. What? But you just have to assume L'chumra, even though the reason might not be correct, but the din doesn't change. But then he quotes at the end, Be'inyan Hezberim Tiviyim, he says that the Hezberim in the Gemara are not the reason for the din anyway. He says 2 points. He says this, number one, Lo ha Hezber mechayiv es ha-din elo lahefech. Ha-din mechayiv ha-hezber. The din is the din. Chazal came up with reasons for the din. But it's not that the reasons for the din, like the Pasha of the Gemara, is because the water is warmer, therefore there's a din of Mayim Shalanu. No, says Rav Dessler. This is the din. This was the Torah. The Torah came before the world. Stakel Baraisel Bara Alma. Chazal saw the din like, hey, maybe it's because dot, dot, dot. But that's not the reason. Therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply, or it used to apply, but still the din still applies, does not matter, even if, and these are even maybe Dinim Drabanan. Maybe even Dinim Drabanan this applies to. And then finally he says, the last point, he says, this is more difficult, but he says, maybe I can explain all these opinions. based on even what the Gemara says. So we're not going to go to all of them. We'll go to the one that's referred to here. And that is, he says it's dachuk, he admits, but he says maybe the pshat is that these kinim are sharutz from the grounds, or they're not part of Raven. It doesn't mean that they're not part of Raven. Maybe Chazal knew exactly where they came from. But because they're so minuscule, because we don't see them parin v'ravin, so halakhically we don't have to treat them as parin v'ravin. Because we don't see them as reproducing naturally, so we can assume halakhically, not because it's the true, but because if you can't, like part of the issue of the insects in the water, of the nursery water, the cocoa pot issue. Part of the issue is, if you don't see it, right, does it exist? But you can see them when they're alive, but you just see them when they're dead. Again, part of the big issue with the water and the filters. But again, that's what Reb Dessler suggests. That you're right, they knew. But because they're, it's not visible to the naked eye, because it doesn't reach a certain standard, so that is why we could treat them as if it's not true. But really, Chazal knew. So again, whatever the approach is, it's a very important footnote for the issue in general. Again, in Chelek Dalet of Michtam Elio, page 355, 356. Enjoy. Okay, so now let us get back to today's daf. And again, I mentioned the schedule earlier. Says the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Mabeis. The Gemara just brought up a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and said that the machlokas is about Pitik or Yorid Vesosim. If you build your sukkah in the middle of a yard, and even if there are no boards sticking up supporting your schach, you're using the walls of the house on the outside, and the house walls are more than four amos away from the edge of your schach, so you cannot say dofen akuma. So how is this being kosher here? So Gemara brought up a new principle that we've discussed before, pitik or yorid v'sosim. If you have an edge of the roof of the porch that's holding up the schach, those edges, you have an imaginary wall that shoots down, pitikra yorid v'sosem, and therefore it's as if you have tfanos right under your schach. So that was a machlokas, whether you say pitikra in that case, or you're not allowed to say pitikra for all the walls. That's what Rava says. Okay, I agree with that, halacha moshe b'sinai, but you can't say that for all the walls. Well, Abaye says, yes, you can. So now the Gemara says, lema Abaye v'Rava, v'plukta d'Rava Shmuel k'mifluki. Let's say this machlokas of Abaye and Rava is like an earlier machlokas amaraim between Rava and Shmuel. De itmar, because they have a machlokas, not by a sukkah. Achsadra babika. You have an achsadra in the middle of a big open area. And you have a roof. You have schach, or a roof. It's not schach. It could be a regular roof. We're talking about Hilchah Shabbos here. You have a roof on top of four poles on the corners of holding up the roof. So is that considered a Rishus HaYachid? Are you allowed to be metaltel under that roof? Rav Amar Mutal Metaltel Bakula. Rav says, yeah, the Amrinan, Pitikra Yorid Vesosem. Rav says you're allowed to, because you say Pitikra, that the walls shoot down. Ushwal Amar Ein Metaltelin Ba'el Badal Ramos, the Lamrinan Pitikra Yorid Vesosem. Ushwal says, no, you're not metaltel there, because you do not say Pitikra in that type of circumstance. So says the Gemara, do we say, should we assume it is a parallel Machlokas, Abaye and Rav, and Rav and Shmuel? Says the Gemara, no. Aliba de Shmuel kolei amalo pliki. According to Shmuel, who says over there, you're not allowed to be metalta dalat amos. Okay, for sure, according to him, it's a machlokas. Because according to Shmuel, Abaye and Shmuel can't go together. Abaye and Shmuel can't go together. Abaye, who allows it by sukkah, cannot fit together with Shmuel, who does not allow it by Hilchah Shabbos. So according to that, lo pliki, everybody will agree that that's a machlokas. Ki pligi, says the Gemara, aliba de Rav. According to Rav, that's an issue. Abaye karav. Abaye and Rav, that's smooth. Because in both contexts, both in Hilchah Shabbos and in Hilchah Sukkah, they both say you do say Pitik or Yorid Vesosim. So Abaye fits in like Rav. But for Rava Amar Lecha, but Rava will say, I also fit in like Rav. Even though I don't allow it by Sukkah, I will allow it by Shabbos. Why? Ad Kalo Amar Rav Hasam. When does Rav say that you can say Pitik or Yorid Vesosim all around? Ela de Mechitzos la'achsadrahu da'avidi. Because what's that case in the middle of an open area? You have the roof, you're saying pitikra, these imaginary walls that are being shot down, they are there to encircle the area inside. That's what you're using it for, and therefore, that's one level of chiddush, that it's imaginary walls, but it's not so bad, because these imaginary walls are made for this inner area. Aval hacha, the lavla hachi avidi lo. But here, what are you using? You're using the edge of the porch roof that's sticking out. So the porch is made for the house. It's made for the area between the edge of the porch and the house. It's not made for the area of the sukkah. So you might have said, says Rava, you might say that in that case, you don't say Pitikur Yorad V'Sosim. Pitikur Yorad V'Sosim is only said for the area that's inside those imaginary walls, which the walls were made for, not on the opposite side. All right, that's how Rashi explains the Gemara here too. Can look at the second skinny line in Rashi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu l'alach Moshe b'sid have good achis, which pitikra is a form of good achis, Rashi assumes pitikra, the roof shooting down is a form of good achis. B'mechisa ha'asuya l'chalal shela agmarei v'lo l'chutzala. Right, it specifically was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu this halacha Moshe b'Sinai for the area that it was made to encircle and not for an area outside. Okay, period. Says the Gemara, another question. Tanan v'chein chotzer hamukefes achsadra. Remember the Mishnah we had? Yeah.
Why can't I go like Shmuel? We had the other day where you could say certain kulos by sukkah.
You're allowed to say certain kulos by sukkah, which we're going to have that in a minute, that type of svar. That you can say certain kulos by... B'chalit between sukkah and Shabbos. I mean, here he was b'chalit between sukkah and Shabbos. Basically, I mean, it's a different svara. It was right. Okay. We're going to have that in a minute. Rav at least is going to say something between b'chalit between sukkah and Shabbos. Anyway, it says the Mishnah we had earlier in Daf Yud Zayin. It said chatzar b'kefas achsadra. Right, we had a basic din of dofen akuma there. We have the Mishnah gave three cases where you have a good schach in the middle of your roof. The outer perimeter of the roof was pasul for some reason, and the Mishnah said, as long as there's less than four amos, from the edge of the schach to the walls, it's okay, because that's pitikra yorad v'sosim. Says the Gemara now, but one second. Forget the whole idea of pitikra yorad v'sosim, that has to be within 4 amos of the walls. Why does an abaya say it's always kosher? Because you could always say, pitikra yorad v'sosim. Let's say it's 10 amos away from the side walls. So forget the side walls. Use the edge of the pasul schach, whatever material's there, and say pitikra. So what do you need dofer akuma for? That it has to be within 4 amos. That's the kasha. The chen chatzar mukefes achsadra v'yamai name of pitikra yorad v'sosim. The case of achsadra in the Mishnah that has an edge over there. The walls shoot down. So why don't you say pitikra yorad v'sosim in those cases? Sorry.
Outside.
No, but let's see, according to Abaya, who says that even if it works for the outside ones. So says the Gemara, Tirgama Rava Aliba da Abaya, right? That's Achdus there. Rava argues with Abaya, but says, I'm going to answer for Abaya. I'm going to come in and say and explain Abaya. Tirgama Rava Aliba da Abaya, Kisha Hishva es Kiruyo. No. You know what the case of the Mishnah are? You didn't put the schach on top of the edges of the achsadra, the porch that's sticking out, but you fit it in exactly to the edges. So there is no edge. You fit the schach in perfectly right next to the edges of the achsadra. So in the case of the Mishnah, you cannot say pitikra yorad v'sosim. Pitikra yorad v'sosim requires an edge of a roof for you to shoot down. But if there is no edge, if it fits in perfectly, then you can't say pitikra. So that's why you have to rely on the other principle of dofen akuma, and you can't say pitikra. Just one thought. Tirgama Rava Liba Dabaya. It's interesting. You find this in the Gemara sometimes, that there's one Amanda Amr that argues with the other one, but he answers for him. Right? This is the basis, maybe for the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a number of svarim where he defends earlier shitos, even though he might not agree with them fully. He writes in Hazakdama to the Melchamas. He writes, I'm going to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Amar. I don't always agree with the Rif. I don't always agree with the Rif, says the Ramban. But you know what? L'shem Kvod HaRishonim, I have to write a whole Sefer, expending tremendous mental energy in order to defend the Rif. He wrote the Melchamas Hashem to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Amar. He wrote the Sefer Hazchus to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Asakas Arayvin. Some also explained that he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos to defend the Bahag against the attacks of the Rambam. The Rambam, his whole list is a lot of it is counter to what the Bahag, Ma'alach HaZgadolus, wrote. So the Ramban wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos many times defending the Bahag. Amazing, the Ramban who started his Beis Medrash. He started the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritz for the Ran. He expended tremendous mental energy, even sometimes for shitas he did not agree with, because he was Choshesh L'Kavod HaRishonim. He wanted to defend the Bahag and the Rif against the attacks of later Mefarshim. That's like here. This is where he got it from. Tirgama Rava Aliba Dabaya. That's the Musar Haskil, just from one phrase in the Gemara. Okay, B'sira Masi Lohash Raisa B'hai Lishna. In Surah, we have the version of the Gemara as we just had it. How did we have it? Just remember from yesterday. Yesterday we had that if you have an achsadra that has pitzimin, that has the poles coming down, then everybody agrees it's kosher. Why? Because you have poles that are less than three tefachim from each other, that they will have lovid on these poles that are out, so then that's for sure kosher. You don't need pitikra, you have walls there. And the machlokas, if there's no pitzimin, that's what we had on Yudchesim and Aleph on the bottom. If you do not have the poles, so then, do you say pitikra in this case? That was the first version, that's how they had the machlokas in Surah. Pupadisa, in the place of Shmuel, in Pupadisa, Masi, they added the following way. No. If you have a case where there's no Pitzimin, then everybody agrees puzzle. Even Abaya and Ravi, even Abaya would agree that it is puzzle. Even Abaya would agree that it's puzzle. And you don't say P Tikra Yuri Visosim in this case. Yeshla Pitzimin, the machlokas if there is Pitzimin. Abaya Amar Kshera, like we thought, for Rav Amar Psula. Abaya Amar Kshera, the Amar in Lovin. Abaya says Kshera, why? Because these poles are within three tzvachim of each other. Wonderful. So you say Lovud, you say it's as if you have walls there. And therefore you don't have to use the roof at all. You have walls there. Rav Amar Psula, but Rav says no, puzzle. Why? What do you mean? You have poles that are, you have kanim, let's say, that the stand up, that are within three tefachim of each other. What's the problem? Lo amrina lavud. You don't say lavud in this case. Why don't you say lavud in this case? So Rashi explains, because maybe lavud is only said, similar to the story that we see in the Gemara earlier. You only say lavud according to Rava at this stage, where it's made, you're using the walls, the imaginary walls that you're creating through lavud for the area that it was created for. These pitzimin that are around this area that you've just put a roof over, you put a sukkah over, these pitzimin were made for the opposite side. They were made for the area between the pitzimin and the house. So therefore, even if you say lavud, it's an imaginary wall, you can only use it for the other side. You can't use it for the side of the sukkah, which these walls were not made of. V'chilchza kalishna kama. The halacha is like kalishna kama. Here is where Yisrael, where the Rav of Salvechik and Rishim HaShiurim explains, what's the svar for Rav here? Why would you say that lavud, you don't find this limitation in all of Hilchas Eirvin? Look around, you won't find this limitation of lavud. So he explains, in a case by Hilchas Shabbos, where you're using lavud just to create a hekif makom, to create an encircled area, you're not creating a shame dofen, a halachic wall, you're just encircling an area. So there you don't need it to have been made to encircle this area. You have it's considered a hekif, that's all you need. Right, but he says, Hatam b'kach, she b'shabbos chalotza mechitzos l'chalik mekomo zeh mizeh. Tola di b'shabbos is just to be mechalik the mekomos. U'lefichach mo'o mibeit stadim. It helps both sides. L'gavoy v'gam l'vray, ulam b'sukkah. Eina mechitzos chalos l'hakif l'chalik mekomos. It's not about just encircling. Ela chalos k'tefanos v'chefzah shal mechitzah b'arashach. You're creating a chefzah shal mitzvah. You're creating the tefanos which is part of a chefzah shal mitzvah. B'sukkah sover rabbas, that's why, according to Rashi Pshat, according to the Gemara, you would say it doesn't work. So that's why you'd be mechali between Sukkah and Hilchas Shabbos in this case, and you wouldn't say Lavud in this case. So we've seen a number of times over the past couple of days that even if there is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Amoraim could have different versions of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's a big discussion. Can there be a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? The Rambam talks about it in the Hagdama of the Pirush Mishnayos. And many prove that of course it can be. Look all throughout Shas, you find machloksim about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So again, you have to work it out. If somebody says that there can't be, you have to work out. Maybe he doesn't hold that these are real Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Sometimes the Gemara uses a different lashon, Gemara Gemiri law, not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But again, so far the past couple of days, the pasha has been, there are machloksim. When do you apply good achis? When do you apply lavud? When do you apply pitikra, etc.? Continues the Gemara. Ravashi asked Rav Kahana to come sachik al gabei achsadra shein la betzimin. Ravashi found Rav Kahana that he was using a sukkah where he was mesachik on achsadra which did not have these poles sticking up. So Amar Leilo, Sarah Mar, Hod, Amar Rava, Yesh la betzimin kshere, ein la betzimin psula. What do you mean? Rava holds that you need betzimin. If you don't have betzimin, it's puzzle. So how could you use this kind of achsadra? How could you rely on this? Right? We passing like Rava. Aba achvi le. So Rav Kahana showed him. He says, you didn't see my real sukkah. Ach vilei, nireh mi bifnim, v'shaveh mi bachutz. Inami nireh mi bachutz, v'shaveh mi bifnim. Really, there was a sukkah. You built a zachsadra. In the picture books, they have a picture of this. I have the picture book over there. In the picture book, really, you have, let's say, your sukkah that you built. You built two physical walls. You built two physical walls for your sukkah. What about the third wall? You know you need at least three walls. Your third wall, though, right, the question that Rav Ashi asked was that he saw two walls here. He says you can't use right pit ticker here because there's no pitzim in here and it only goes for the outside. But so he said, Rav Kahana answered him, no, look, I have a third wall. There was a third wall sticking out on the outside of the sukkah. You have two walls going like this, and there was a third wall over here on the outside of the sukkah. And the chiddush that he was saying is that near Amiba, if you're standing outside the sukkah, you can see this wall. If you're inside the sukkah, it only looks like you have two walls. You're standing over here. You look out, you don't see a wall over here, sticking out over here. But he says, no, I have that third wall. And the halach is near Amiba chutz, v'shava mibefnim. Mibefnim, you can't see it. It's shava, but near Amiba chutz, that's good enough. Just like you find that halacha by Hilchas Mavli, as we're about to quote. Near Amiba chutz, v'shava mibefnim is okay. As we find by Hilchas Mavli, de itzmar, if it's visible outside, and even though it's not visible from the inside, let's say you're looking outside of your mavui. You're inside your mavui, your alleyway, you know that midaraisa, it's okay. Midarabani, you have to put, let's say, a lechi, a standing up pole at the end of your mavui. You look outside your mavui, you don't see a thing. You don't see a thing. If you would go outside from the street, looking into the mavui, you'd see that there's this pole next to the wall over there. But you don't see it from where you're standing in your vantage point in the mavui because it's only near me bachutz. It's only me b'fnim. That's okay. That's okay. So too, nido mishim lechi. It's a good enough lechi. V'lechi and a pesimin. Don't be machalik between the two. So that's what the Gemara says. You can rely on that. Ask Tosfos, something that might be bothering you. The inquisitive faces. Tosfos says, Tosfos does not answer. Top Tosfos. Tema. Hechu mo basuka. How can you say this counts for a third wall of a sukkah? Fine, lechi, it's a derabanan, it's a tzorich of, you know, the rabbanan said you have to have some type of mechitza or hacker. Okay, so as long as it's a hacker from one side. We're talking about a third wall of a sukkah here. So what that there's a wall on the opposite side going out? How can that be the wall of a sukkah here? If you want to say migo, which means since it's good for Hilchas Shabbos, so too it's good for Hilchas Sukkah. We had a type of sort a couple weeks ago. Number one, Tosfos says Chada Dato Milo Avad Rav Kahana Sukkah El B'Shabbos. We're only talking about on Shabbos he made the sukkah. Doesn't sound like it. V'o Dishlishes Daraisa Lamani Migo. You don't say migo that it works for this. It works for this. Tosfos does not answer it. Right? It's a strong kasha. Why this should be good? The Sfasema suggests that maybe in this case it could work, doesn't quote the idea of that Reb Chaim about the mechila between Shabbos and Sukkah, but he's assuming that. He says maybe the point by Sukkah is just to create a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. And a creation of a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, you don't have to be roeh it, you don't have to see it. You just have to create the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. Once you have a halachic shame dofen, and we're allowed to stretch the dofen a little bit in either direction, it's good enough. V'yish lomar, de ovi ha-dofen shal ha-sukkah, b'chlal ha-sukkah, t'gam ha-mechitza b'chlal ha-mitzvah. Wakach ha-shev shaper ha-tefach, mechitza kol she-nikar b'makam echad. Maybe once you create the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, it's good enough. Even though it's the wall is outside the sukkah, it's going on the opposite side here, but still says Tosfos, says the Sfasemis, the answer to Tosfos Kasha, maybe it will work. Either way, Tosfos does not accept Tosfos, just leaves it as a Kasha. But so the Rosh, when he quotes this Kasha, he says, maybe you made a Surah Pesach on that side. Right, maybe you made a Surah Pesach, and now you have that little extra Tefach on the other side. So it is somewhat Nikar if you kind of look around. Okay, two dots. Tana. Pesel hayotzi menasuka nidon kesuka. We have a statement. The pesel, extra schach, that goes out from your sukkah, that area is considered the sukkah as well. My pesel is menasuka. So what exactly is that case? Sagoras has four suggestions. What is the case of pesel hayotzi menasuka? If you remember, we discussed this one time earlier, all the way back, I think at the Gimel or Dalet or so, where we had the case of, or a little bit later even, where the case of the sukkah was too tall, so you put a platform inside the sukkah to raise the floor. So you put a platform, so now it's less than 20 amos. Rashi there said that even the part of the sukkah that was not on the platform is kosher. And you're allowed to sit in there, even from where you're standing, it's about 20 amos. Why? Rashi says, pesel hayotzi min ha-sukkah. It's like a pesel hayotzi min ha-sukkah. And all the Rishonim say that it's not comparable to any of these following cases. So let's try to keep Rashi in mind if where Rashi got it from. So anyway, says the Gemara, four different pshatim. Amar Ula, number one, what does pesel hayotzi min ha-sukkah mean and that extra part is considered the sukkah? Number one, kanim hayotzim la'achori ha-sukkah. It means, let's say you have a sukkah and you have a schach that overhang outside your sukkah. That area under the schach, that's considered a sukkah. Wow. Amazing. So if you're outside, everybody's chaching. So it hangs over a little bit extra. So you need extra space in the sukkah. Don't worry about it. Put it right outside the sukkah. Put it under that chach. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'habina shalosh tfanos. You don't have any walls out there. You don't have three. We need three walls. So Gemara said, Ika, you have three walls. Your walls also are a little longer. It's not a perfect square like we have our sukkahs. V'habina heksher sukkah. But what do you mean? You need a seven, at least a 7x7 area. of a sukkah. Bidika, yeah, you have that too. Outside, on the outside of the sukkah. Says the Gemara, "Bein salasamur bechamasa." What do you mean? You need more shade than sun in that area. Bidika, oh, you also have that. So really, the case is you have a makom sukkah, you have walls, you have schach, you have shade. Says the Gemara, "Yachim alameimers." Then what's the chiddush? So you have two sukkahs next to each other. So you have three walls over there. So what's the chiddush then? My lameimros says the Gemara about the tema ho ula gavoy avidi ula vray lo avidi emalo. No, you might say similar to what we just said before. You maybe by sukkah you would say that your sukkah only works for the makom that you created it for. The walls, fine, there's extra length. The schach has extra length, but maybe you can only use these walls for the inner real sukkah because that's what you put these walls up for. And even though you have extra on the outside, maybe that's not good enough. Kamash Manan is. Kamashmalan, if you have a real dimensions of the sukkah with the walls, with the schach, with the shade, so then that would be good enough.
Why would you think?
Oh, so why would you? Well, tasvul mina asu. It's not tasvul mina asu. Really, here, what's a Rashi assumes that it's going on the dofen. That's what Rashi says. The brayla avidi lo kamash one. Rashi says, where's the Rashi here? Rashi, I'm sorry. It's towards the bottom. Rashi says, live right third wide line. Dofen ha'im soy zez lo lakach na'ase. The middle, not the two walls that are extended outside the sukkah, but the middle wall, which is being used both, so you might say it can only be used for what it was made for, not for the outside. So again, use what we just said by Hilcha Shabbos and sukkah. By Shabbos, you're just differentiating makomo, so it doesn't matter. But sukkah, if you're creating a chetzah shal mitzvah of sukkah, so maybe it can't work both ways. Again, it's a havamina. Not before the tasvom and asui. It's not related to that, but it's just that you have to build the sukkah, l'shem, the sukkah. You don't need l'shma, like we said earlier. But still, you might say that the chetzah mitzvah has to be created for its inner area, kamash v'lan. Tosfos does not like Rashi. The second Tosfos, he quotes Rashi and he quotes Vakasha. We already know this from the earlier Mishnah. V'chein chatzim okev azachsadra. Right? We use the chatzah that was built by the achsadra, the walls of the house. You were able to use for the sukkah. So you already know that. Tosfos gives a different shot. The Ritva suggests that maybe the difference is you wouldn't have known it from that Mishnah, because there you have kavua walls. Kavua walls you could use maybe in both directions. But arai walls, here you built a sukkah wall, so maybe there you would have had the havamina that you can only use it for the space that it was made for and not for the opposite side. Okay, that is all the first pshat of what Pesach Yosef and a sukkah means. Number two, Rabba verb Yosef Ami Trevayu Hacha Bekarim Yosef Lefnim and a sukkah Umashcha VaAzla Chada Dofen Bahadayu. No, the case is, imagine a sukkah. Imagine the schach go outside past the sukkah. One of the walls shoot out, but not the other wall. So now in this sukkah, you have one wall and one wall, right? And you have good schach. So in that area, ma'udetema ha'les lehechsher sukkah, you might say you don't have the measurements of a sukkah there. Kamash v'lan, you do have the measurements of the sukkah. You still had to use the dofen that shot out, even though the other one is smaller. And only one of the dofens went out. So Rashi explains again, the fifth wide line. Ma'udetema kivet lo mamshach dofen sheni bahada, you made the other dofen, it was long enough to be a sukkah, let's say it was seven tefachim. The other one went much longer. So you might have said that, you know, you can't use this area, because one's much longer, one's much shorter, kamash v'lan. What exactly is the chiddush? Why would you have thought you can't use it? Because says the Rush, you see that you made this you made the shorter wall seven tefachim. So you see you're not relying on, you know, tefach measurements, not relying on shortened measurements. So you might say you were magala your das, that where there is no wall, there is no wall, and you don't want to use it. Kamash v'lan, you don't say that. That's how the Rush interprets the Havamina here. No, number two. Number three. Rabbi Bachana Amar Biochanal, Nisrael Sukkah Shuva Tzilasim Ruba Mecha Masa. No, the Chiddush of this statement is that you have a sukkah, that most of the sukkah shade is more than sun. Umi Uta Chalasim Ruba Mecha. You have small spaces where you have sun more than shade. You might say that area passels kamash malon. No, that area does not passel your sukkah. If you have a little air space of sun more than shade, that's pesel hayotze min sukkah. Umay yotze, what do you mean yotze? It's not overhanging anything. Yotze me heksher sukkah. It means it's out of the space where there is a heksher sukkah. You're not allowed to sleep under that space, but it doesn't ruin your sukkah. Number four. Ravoshi amalon Israel eschai pasel b'chaz b'shlosha b'sukkah ktana. No, Ravoshi says we're talking about a case where you have a sukkah ktana, 7x7 tzvachim, and you have schach pasel in an area that's less than 3 tzvachim, and that's kosher. Umay yotze yotze b'dor sukkah. Again, it's yotze, that area is not included in the heksher of the sukkah. So masel the Ravoshi. Ravoshi says, one second, what's the chiddush that we just said? If you have a small sukkah, and you have pasel schach that's less than 3 tzvachim, it doesn't ruin it? We know that airspace is more problematic than pasul schach, right? We said past couple days. Airspace pasuls with 3 tvachim, pasul schach pasuls with minimum 4 tvachim. So says the Gemara, so what's the chiddush then? Lo yeh el avir. So it should be no worse than air. But avir pachim is loshet tvachim, sukkah ktana mi pasul. We know that airspace less than 3 tvachim in a sukkah ktana doesn't pasul. So if airspace doesn't pasul, surely pasul schach doesn't pasul. So what's this chiddush of pesal yosei minasukkah? So amalei Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says no. And this is a very important law in lahalacha. There's a big difference between airspace and pasul schach. What's the difference? Zem mitztarei v'yishenim tachtav, v'zem mitztarei v'ein yishenim tachtav. One of them, you could count for the sukkah in the small sukkah, and you could even sleep under it. And the other one, you can't. Which is which? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like Rashi here. Rashi says, the airspace, bottom line in Rashi, the airspace, less than 3, it's fits to the hechsher sukkah, it can be mashlim the sukkah, but you're not allowed to sleep under airspace. Even if you have airspace that's less than 3 tvachim, you're not allowed to sleep under it. And the Ramah adds on, this is only, as we said yesterday, if it goes straight across, if you have airspace, even 1 tefach, it goes straight across your sukkah, there's no crossbeam holding it up, that you're not allowed to sleep under. That's the halacha. The Ramah passes like the Rashi. When it comes to pasul schach, no problem. Pasul schach, less than the problematic size of 3 tvachim in a small sukkah, you're even allowed to sleep under it. It's been sarif and you're allowed to sleep under it. Tosis is just the opposite. Right? That pasul schach, the difference between pasul schach and airspace. But again, this is Shitas Rashi, and that is what we assume. That is what we assume. Leha lacha. Okay.
You don't need 7 tvachim
of kosher schach, correct. You need a 7x7 area in your sukkah, but it does not all have to be kosher schach. It could be airspace or pasul schach. But there's a difference. If it is airspace or pasul schach, are you allowed to sleep under or eat under that area? Okay, weiter. Umika midi desarufim and sarif behuatzmo yinu kosher. Do we ever find anywhere else in halacha that something can help combine to create a chefza of a mitzvah, but it itself by itself is pasul? Do we ever find that? Like here, in this case, we say it's pasul, but it can be mitzvah. So we said, yeah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yashiv. Never saw that name. Yisrael ben El Yashiv. You have, Menachem, you find it anywhere else? Okay, I got to do a search. Yes, you do find it somewhere else. What? Exactly. Titanirok. Let's say you have pourable mud. Nirok is pourable. Titanirok, pourable mud. Yochiach, that'll prove. Shemisarif larbam sa'a. Let's say you have 38 sa'a in a mikvah, and you pour in 2 more sa'a of pourable mud. Right? So that's the time that's mashlim the shir of a mikvah, 40 sa'ah. Vatoba bo lasa lo tefila. But if you just dunk yourself in mud, it wouldn't work. So you see, something that's inherently pasul still could be mashlim the shir. Period. Mishnah, hoses, because it can mean srif. You build a sukkah like a teepee, no roof, right? Just a point at the top. Osha sabcha lekosel, or you just lay your schach leaning against the wall. Again, no roof. Reb Lezer posel of Desha in Lokag. Reb Eliezer's pasuls, why? Because you need a roof. Part of the definition of a sukkah, you have to know where the roof is, you got to know where the walls are. No good. Lacham machshir, lacham say no, they are machshir. Amazing, the Ritva and the Ran both talk about. They're machshir, but let's say you have to have at least, they say, 17 tfachim, 17 tefach shoots that are leaning or that are the teepee. Because the top 7 are going to be used for your roof, and the bottom 10 are going to be used for your walls. And the top 7 have to be something that's roi l'kabel tumah and fit the requirements of schach. And the bottom 10 do not, because the bottom 10 are going to be tfonos, and the top 7 are going to be schach. That's discussed here in the Ritva and the Ran. And that's also important for the maimid issue, because here you have one piece. You have one piece, and the bottom part might be dover shemakabal tumah. Tana, modir balazir, shemahigbi amenakar katefach, shemakabal tefach, shuk sheira. Reb Elazar agrees that Reb Elazar, who says you need a roof, say all you need is one little tefach of a roof. So let's say you raise the floor of the teepee a little bit. So you have one space going straight up. You have a tefach going straight up. Or you don't lead it directly against the wall, but you lead it against, let's say, Rashi says, pegs that keep one tefach space vert horizontal between the top and the wall. So that's enough to be called a roof. Rashi says it could even be airspace of a roof, right? Even pegs. Tosa says, no, it can't be pegs. It's got to be schach. It's got to be a full, it's got to be something there. Maitamai, why does Rabbanan agree to this? Maitamai, the Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say you need a roof? Shipuli olim ka'olim damu. Because even a leaning ohel is called an ohel, and that's why you don't need a roof. Abaya Ashkali Rav Yosef, Gani B'kilas Chasanim B'sukkah. Abaya found Rav Yosef that was sitting in a canopy, the Kilas Chasanim in the sukkah. These are the type of canopy that didn't have a roof. It was, let's say, a teepee type of structure. Amalei Kaman, Rav Lazar. You're holding like a Balazar? Because you're saying it's not a problem. Therefore, you're assuming it's not an OL in a sukkah. So you seem to be going like a Balazar, who says it's not good for sukkah. Shavak Rabbanim Rabbanim Abdakar Balazar. You left your Balazar and you're doing like you left The Rabbanan, are you doing like Rabbi Elazar? I'm like, no, Bryce Ifkatani. In the Bryce, I found the Shitas in the opposite way. Rabbi Elazar, Machshir V'Chamim Poslim. Rabbi Elazar's Machshir V'Chamim Pasol. Shalach HaMasiz V'Avka Bryce, so he asked him again. So what, you're following the Bryce instead of the Mishnah? The Mishnah's more authoritative. So Amalei says, no, Masiz Nichidahi. The version that our Mishnah has, that's a singular Deya. That's a Das Yachid. The Tanya, cause look at this version. Oses HaKazakim in Srif, Oshesam Chalakosel. Rabbi Nassin Omer. Rabbi Nassin is the one that has the version of our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Poslim Mbeshi Inlo Gavachal Machshirin. Rabbi Elazar is the one. Rabbi Nassin is the one. And I hold like the Brisa, because the Brisa is Stoma, and that is what is assumed. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Sukkah Mats. Machzelas Kanim. Tomorrow, which means tonight. Tomorrow is Daf we're doing tonight. 9 o'clock is Ma'ariv. And after Ma'ariv is the Daf. And again, that's today. Next week, and the next Daf that's going to be on the web for the Tzibur that's listening, the next Daf on the web will be Monday's Daf, will be on the web Monday night. After the fast, 9 o'clock is the Daf. And then Tuesday, there will not be a Daf. Wednesday night, we're doing Tuesday and Wednesday's Daf. Thursday night, we're doing Thursday's and Friday's Daf. That's the schedule for next week. Okay, but so tonight, 9 o'clock will be Ma'ariv.